So maybe you've heard it said that there's nothing new under the sun. In our current age, when we're in this struggle for the reality of marriage, what marriage is, and what the laws should be governing marriage, we see it's nothing new under the sun. 2,000 years ago, John the Baptist was killed for trying to uphold marriage as it truly is. Not necessarily traditional marriage or natural marriage, just marriage. And we see this as God's original plan for his people, and that John the Baptist was killed. So there's nothing new under the sun. And so for those of us who are faithful disciples and seek to promote the truth, the persecutions that we may face, there's nothing new under the sun. Now, more than likely, we won't be beheaded for our stances on the truth, but we should be open to the notion that we will face persecutions for standing up against the truth. And then when we look at Herod, we see how vice, the absence of virtue, can destroy the human person. He was unwilling to make a firm decision. He wanted to do this, but he was afraid of them. He was enslaved to his passions. And because he was enslaved to his passions, he wasn't able to think clearly, to respond rightly. And so again, maybe we're not caught in this specific situation that Herod was in, but when we examine our life and look at the lack of virtue in some of the areas, we can see the weakness that comes with that. And so we always want to ask our Father in heaven for the grace of the Holy Spirit to not become lukewarm, to not become just a slave to our passions, but through a life of prayer and penance, of fasting, mortification, a life of charity, a life of selfless love, to grow in the virtues so that we can be firm in our thoughts about what is right and what is wrong. And when we're given the opportunity, we can stand up and speak out in the face of any possible persecution. John the Baptist gave his life for this. And today we can seek his intercession to give us the strength to always live a life of virtue and grace. And so as we began the Mass with this dedication of the Basilica to our Blessed Mother, Mary Major, which, if you notice, anytime Pope Francis goes on an international trip, this is where he goes to offer his time. And when he returns to the Vatican, he goes to Mary Major to give our Blessed Mother thanks. It's a very special place, because our Blessed Mother has a very special place in the Church, in heaven, and should be in our lives. And when she appeared to Fatima, to the children at Fatima, a few years later, when she came back and appeared, and she asked for the dedication of these five Saturdays in a row, five first Saturdays, to make reparation for the offenses against her Immaculate Heart. She said there should be things that we do. First, we come to Mass with the intention of making reparations. So we receive Holy Communion, and we go to confession, and we have about maybe 20 days with the intention of reparation for our Immaculate Heart to go to confession. We pray the Holy Rosary, and then we meditate for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. These things we do in reparation, our Blessed Mother promises to intercede for us and bring us to the graces of a happy death. And why five Saturdays? Because of the five offenses against her Immaculate Heart, in particular against her Immaculate Conception. The denial of her perpetual virginity, the denial of her motherhood, of God and of men, for the destruction and the disrespect towards holy images portraying our Blessed Mother, and for failing to teach our children to honor and respect our Blessed Mother. These are the five things our Blessed Mother was crying out for us to make reparations for. So through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, in the intercession of St. John the Baptist, may we rise up and be faithful followers, faithful disciples, to stand for the truth, to make reparations for the offenses against our Lord and our Blessed Mother, So that as we sang in that responsorial psalm, O God, let all nations praise you. Let that be true for each one of us. O God, let all nations praise you. Amen.